I hope one point has been impressed upon you following this demonstration. A prehistoric man was not the ape creature so extravagantly sensationalized by Sunday newspaper supplement portrait. In this skull of the chimpanzee, notice the piece of black paper I place here over the site of the brain. Observe its size. From it has developed the largest brain known to apes. Compare it with the Java ape man. A misnomer, if there ever was one. The brain is 4 times the size of the chimpanzee. This was a man and no ape. A man whose mentality compares favorably with a great many persons. Circumstances led me to associate with and address.
Do I understand you correctly, Professor Groves? Are you advancing the astonishing concept that the mentality of primitive man compares favorably with that organ which 1,000,000 years of evolutionary progress has developed in his modern counterpart?
Let me assure you, for want of your own understanding, that modern man's boasting pride in his alleged advancement is based upon one hollow precept, and that is his ego.
I suppose you have some scientific proof for your egotistic theory, Professor.
No. Merely an awareness of the comic strip mentality which now debates with me. Piltdown man. Size of brain. Cro-Magnon man. Size of brain. Neanderthal man. Size of brain. Impressive, is it not? And thou for our glorious modern man, of whose species you all take such inordinate pride in being a part. Here is his skull, and here is his brain. Where is this devastating advance to Olympian mentality?
May I remind you, Professor, that it is a long exploded theory that the size of a man's skull or the weight of his brain has any direct bearing on the quality of his intelligence.
That you should think so doesn't surprise me at all. Whether your skull is thicker or your intelligence thinner, I can't determine.
Professor Groves, I must ask you to conduct yourself with at least a semblance of professional decorum. This is supposed to be a dispassionate meeting of scientific interest. We've heard you expound your somewhat fantastic and unsupported theories with considerable patience. But we refuse to be subjected to abuse when we disagree with you.
This is my cross. The penalty of being born into an era of little men who are small even in their spites. Your creatures of paper, bred of an artificial culture, whose dearest possessions is your prejudices, and important only in the hollowness of your smirking vanities. Hypocrisy is your Bible, stupidity is the cornerstone of your existence, and dishonesty your human essence.
As it is impossible to continue this discussion with Professor Groves present, I suggest we adjourn.
Run, you mean? Tuck your fears between your legs and run from new truths.
And Professor Groves, we must ask you not to invade these premises again with theories which charity compels me to state as an aspect of lunacy. Gentlemen, the meeting is adjourned.
Lunacy, is it? In other words, you will never accept a new idea unless it is offered with proof. You have no vision, only sight. Small men, small views. You want proof, do you? Well, I'll give you proof. I'll show you such proof that no men have ever had.